Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelorette Wrap Up. We have a special cast preview, unlike any other we've done before. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. We didn't watch an episode of the Bachelor Greatest of All Time last night. I do believe it was a repeat of Sean's. Mm-hmm. But instead of just going radio silence this week, we are coming in for what I think might be one of our greatest episodes of all time. And yes, we're just starting it, but I think it has the potential to be right up there. Because we have a fantastic guest today, someone we are so excited to have on, that we've wanted to have on for a long time, but they don't actually watch The Bachelor. So I feel like this is a great opportunity for us to talk to Bryce Isaiah Johnson. Johnson's your last name, Bryce. Isaiah is your stage name.
I mean, you know, stage name, OnlyFans, you know, whatever one fits. But yeah, so I go by Bryce Isaiah. But yes, thank you guys for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
We're just welcome. Thrilled. Welcome. We're making our own beauty tribe here.
Yes.
You're our number one.
Yes, I like that. Okay, keep them coming. Yes.
Perfect. Yeah, so Bryce, you do with Rob a new thing lately for the Survivor season, It's a Look. And we recently got the cast list for The Bachelorette. They're doing a special quarantine delayed edition. So we have a ton of guys to go through and not much information to go on, just photos. So we thought, who better to help us analyze these? But before we do that, Bryce, how are you doing and what have you been up to? I know you have the Purple Pants podcast. You just did a great episode on allyship. You're doing tons of great things. Can you let our listeners know, if they haven't checked it out yet, what to expect there?
Yes. So I host the Purple Pants podcast on the RHAP Wrap Up. And yeah, it's a fun podcast. I talk about random shows that I watch, Netflix, Hulu. And I also talk about like current events, like social things that are going on, Black Lives Matter. I'm really big on allyship. I just did a really great podcast with Wendell Holland and Rodney LaVoy Jr. And we talk about our friendship and what it pertains to me being an openly gay Black man and them being heterosexual men. We're like complete opposites, but how is it that we are able to have such a intimate relationship? So it's a really great podcast. And yeah, you know, I'm just working, trying to stay safe in this quarantine, wearing a mask.
Yep.
When I go to the store. Okay, so, you know, just trying to stay alive. I'm just patiently waiting for 2020 to end because it has been a chalet.
Yes. We are a pro mask podcast. Yeah. Bachelor Wrap Ups.
Yes. And yeah, your content is really bringing just kind of it's one of the bright lights of quarantine time because you just talk about so many different topics and the different shows that you watch. I think a lot of our listeners probably watch some of those same shows. I just binged Insecure during the quarantine. So now I'm going back and listening to all your recaps of it and finding the time codes. So that's perfect. Because I was like, no spoilers. I gotta skip ahead.
Are you a team Issa or team Molly?
I think team Issa. I got to go with the main cast. How about you? Yeah.
I definitely, in earlier seasons, I definitely can relate a lot to Issa. I'm lying. I definitely can relate a lot to Molly. Uh-huh. But this last season, I found myself more, it just really in my own life being more of an Issa. And I was kind of like, felt betrayed by Molly. So, but no, yes, I love Insecure.
Yeah. So good. Just nominated for Emmy today. So yeah. Nice. All right. And can you let our listeners know kind of your philosophy behind It's a Look? What are you looking for? And do you think any of this can translate from what you look for in the Survivor cast photo to possibly one of these guys being chosen by our bachelorette Claire?
Well, It's a Look for me is, having played Survivor, I know what it looks like when I see a winner. So I just go off of like what the photo gives to me. And now I think from The Bachelor to Survivor, it's going to be a little different. So I'm going to have to feel the vibe of these gentlemen. But if there's one subject I know and know well, it is the zaddies. So hopefully, you know, if some zaddies pop out, they'll have a really good chance. However, I did a little research. I read that there are like 42 bachelors. Is that correct?
Yeah. So their bachelors are competing for the bachelorette. So I believe that there's more than they're going to end up on the show, because I think they're all quarantined at a resort and they're filming at this resort. Normally the show tapes around the world. They travel, they go on exotic dates. I think some of these guys are going to get cut, maybe like 10 or so. What do you think, Haley, before they even hit filming?
Yeah, I'd absolutely say we are going to see some of these guys get cut. Also, something we've noticed in the last couple seasons is they post all these photos of the cast, and usually more than is going to be on the cast. We usually see between 25 and 30 guys. The Bachelors run into some issues with casting, some openly racist, homophobic, misogynist people, which we're not happy about. And so we have a theory that they post these preview pictures of these guys so that the internet could do their sleuthing work for the casting agents and find, you know, tweets that they might have written years ago that are unsavory. And so they can get cut before they actually end up on the show.
Yeah. So if any of
I'm sorry. I was just saying, so they're like, they're relying on the Bachelor and the Bachelorette squad to do their homework.
I think
and
so.
Slip out. Oh, okay.
We've seen a couple people get cut in the last couple seasons based on, like, you know, someone on Twitter being like, hey, I know this guy. He used to slide into my DMs and harass me.
Yeah. So, or ex-girlfriends or things like that. So,
or
yeah.
Current girlfriends.
A little entanglement. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So if any of these photos are giving you like something shady, or they're not going to make it just because they're like kind of, they're maybe the backup if somebody gets COVID or something, if they're giving you like doesn't make it to night one, we can put those in the reject pile as well.
Okay. I gotta make sure ain't none of them in my DMs. I have to look a little close.
Please let us know if you find any of them.
Yes.
All right. So we have found, there's a bunch of sites out there that have these cast photos, but we are using the usmagazine.com's page. It's just very simple. It just has the guy's picture and their name, age, and hometown. And one thing, too, that's different than usual is it's not a typical Bachelor photo shoot. These photos are more candid. Looks like because of this unique situation with COVID, these guys probably submitted their own photo, or their photo might have been taken on site once they got to this resort where they're filming in Palm Springs. So it kind of could tell us something more about the guy based on what photo they chose to submit and what the producers picked for them from this photo. So they are quite a variety. So Haley Bryce, you ready to dive in with our first contestant, AJ?
Yes. I just wanted to ask Bryce, do you know anything about Claire?
Good question.
I'm assuming that
she didn't fall in love with somebody.
She has actually fallen in love with a couple people.
Oh, God.
but she is back. They have brought her back as the Bachelorette. She is the oldest Bachelor we've had, I believe. Is she 36 or she's 39? So, when they originally released the cast, it was a bunch of young guys. So I'm hoping they recasted between then and now and have a little bit of an older crowd. So, if we see any 23-year-olds, I think we could be concerned.
I mean, I don't know. Be concerned or excited. Right. I mean, it's a hard pick, but okay. That in my pile of thinking pile, okay, to remember.
Yes, and she said she's doesn't have a specific type. They just have to be someone that wants to be open, vulnerable, that will put their attention on her. And I think she said that age doesn't matter for her. So we will see.
That makes one of us.
All right, so our first guy, we're going alphabetically, it looks like. His name is AJ. He's 28. He's posing here. He's wearing blue t-shirt, jeans. Bryce, what are your thoughts on AJ?
My initial thoughts are it's like a little soft, a little softy. I don't know. I don't know if he'll be able to handle Claire. He's got his hands in his pocket. He's giving us a very relaxed look. I see thumbs. Now, generally on It's the Look with Robert, mm-hmm. Thumbs are not my friend, but I'm assuming that, you know, this is a little more casual. So I'm going, I'm going to let the thumbs slide. But I mean, I don't know, something about him. I'm not like in love at all. He's not ugly. He's, you know, somewhat easy on the eyes. But when I just look at Claire's photo that they have on here, you know, she gives me a very mature woman of a certain age. Looks like she gets a little collagen in her cheeks. Looks like she has her boobies done. So, you know, she's just giving me a woman of a certain stature. So AJ is not really fitting in that stature for me and Claire. What y'all think?
Haley?
Yeah, I'm not particularly interested in AJ based on the photo alone. I don't find his photo offensive or particularly enthralling. I think he's fine. On The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, we get a lot of these middle of the road guys, and I could see AJ being one of them.
Maybe makes it to the group dates, but doesn't get those one-on-one dates. Kind of a pre-jury, if you will, Bryce.
Yes. I can get down with that.
All right.
I wish we could at least get the occupations as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
That usually helps us a lot.
That would be helpful.
Yes. But I mean, for me, AJ is giving, and maybe we can add that to the look. We can guess their occupation. Yeah. AJ is giving me like tech guy.
Yes. I was going to say programmer or something.
Yeah, exactly. He does something in tech.
Yeah. All right. Next up, we have Alex posing against a brick wall and kind of looking up and off to the to his left, it looks like, wearing a very casual outfit. El Paso, Texas. Bryce, what are your thoughts on Alex?
I mean, off the bat, he's like reminding me of Cole from Gen X, or I don't even know what season Cole Matters was on. Heroes, Hustlers, and I don't know, Villains or something. But he's giving me Cole Matters. He looks, you know, a little easy on the eyes. He's got on shorts and they're above his knee, which is great. One of his thumbs is resting on his wrist and we can't see his other thumb. So that for me is good. It looks like he's got a nice smile. So I'm liking Alex, not love. You know, he could be a zaddy depending on how many, you know, tequilas and tonics I've had. But so I like AJ. He seems like a nice guy. He looks like he was in a fraternity and he is like just moved out of his parents' house and he got a nice little job with a 401k. And, you know, he's like starting his life.
Do you think his parents got him an internship somewhere and then he was able to get a job based on that?
Oh, and there's Alex exudes privilege for me. So absolutely. Okay. I believe they got him a job at his father's company and he works at the father's company.
What do you think the father's company is?
I don't know. He's in Texas. So I'm going to say got to do something with like, you know, oil, gas. I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish he could look at the camera.
Yeah. He can't be bothered to even look at the camera. He's just, yeah. He's got a little irreverence to him, I guess.
That's what I do on Instagram. So you don't notice I have one lazy eyelid.
That's a good technique.
Next, we have Ben, 29, from Indianapolis.
Ben looks like he's going to bully me.
Ben does look like when he was like fourth, fifth grade, he was a little chunky. You know, he was one of those ones that didn't like slim out. It looks like he could be meaner. Like I could see bullying him, but I'm liking his body though. It looks like he's got a nice little body. He's got a nice, I don't know if you want to call it like rectangle head, but he got a nice solid head.
Nice solid head. Yeah. That's always good to have.
Got the square.
unless you're birthing his baby, in which I'm not sure how solid you want the head or like how angular you're okay with it being.
Girl, that you just making me so thankful and blessed. I don't have a uterus. But it looks like his mom was in pain after she gave birth to him because his head is like very much so like square, like straight line, straight down. But, you know, he gives me very like, I don't know, I get super masculine from him. I mean, I don't know what type of job he's giving me. He could be very blue collar. You know, have a very blue collar job.
He is wearing a blue collared shirt, so
yeah.
Or could he be? I could even see trainer, maybe.
Okay,
on the body.
He's
wearing khakis
like,
though. So
yeah, I was thinking maybe like an accountant, but like a chill accountant, maybe at like a
like a construction business or something. Like not a corporate accountant.
Do you think, does he look like the type that's going to be fighting with other guys, or has he like mellowed out from his younger days?
No, he's 29. He's one of the young bucks here.
That's true.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, a couple Jaeger bombs and he ready to fight. So.
Yeah.
Are Jaeger bombs an effective cure for coronavirus?
I haven't gotten the coronavirus. And, you know, I take a Jaeger bomb every morning. It's like, no, I don't know. I would hope so.
Who needs coffee when you have Jaeger bombs?
All right. Our first older gentleman here. We have Bennett, 37. Bryce, what are your thoughts on Bennett? We don't even get a full body pose.
I know. He giving us little taco meat chest hair out. So, I mean, he is a mature guy. Bennett is not giving me Silver Fox. He gives me very nice guy. Looks like he's stable. Looks like he's financially stable. So that's a plus. I mean, I don't know. I'm liking Bennett. But I ain't loving Bennett either. Nobody's really jumping out at me here just yet. You know, the way that he's got his button-up shirt, little picket blue, striped. He's giving me, like, now, who was the other guy? The other guy, Ben, had a square head. But Bennett is giving me maybe, like, square-esque personality.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I see that. I think Bennett's 13-year-old niece took a pass at his photo with, like, Facetune or something. Because there is some, like, filter going on here. Like, a blurring. Maybe it's just the iPhone portrait mode. I don't have portrait mode on my iPhone. So it definitely looks a little fixed. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. See, now that you say that, that makes me a little nervous that Bennett might really be like 44. Like, you know, I think he might going to look a little older on the camera, but he could be one of those sweet guys. And I feel like he looks age appropriate for Claire. So I don't really know much about Claire. Does Claire generally go for younger guys, or does she like them older? What's Claire's type? Or has been, because obviously whatever the type is, she shouldn't do it because she back.
Yeah, that's true.
I really don't know. Any guys she seems to be attracted younger. To has not been really similar to each other. She does love a guy with an accent, because Juan Pablo was Venezuelan.
Mm.
And her fiance from Bachelor Winter Games was from Quebec. So he had a Francois accent.
Oh, yes. And now, why did they the last one, her fiance, why did they not work out? Did they say? Do we know?
Partially because they had known each other for like 3 weeks max before they got engaged. And they said distance. Her fiance lived in Montreal and she lived in L.A. Or no, maybe Sacramento. Maybe she still lives in Sacramento. So it's just distance, and you know, it all happened so fast. But her ex-fiance, Benoit, still has great things to say about her. So that's nice.
It ended well. Yeah, Bennett, he almost looks older than the 37. So I don't know that she's going to be really excited by Bennett. This could be like a LinkedIn photo here with just like a tropical background. All right. Next we have Blake Monar, 30. We get a last name on this one.
Because we have two Blakes.
Oh, that's right. All right. So skipping ahead here. Okay. Blake Monar, this picture looks like it was taken probably once he arrived at the resort. So this might have been a last minute casting, or because he's from Indiana. That doesn't look like Indiana foliage behind him.
No.
Then if this was taken at the resort, like, why isn't it a better quality photo? Like, again, this looks like an iPhone photo.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that's they're going for the quarantine style. They want to make it more tender-like so we can feel like we know these people.
Maybe.
Amy, this guy kind of looks like a rock star version of Robbie from JoJo season.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. The smile, the high hair that he's got going on. He's got that coif. He's very tattooed, though. So what do we see on these tattoos, Bryce? Anything? Is he giving you anything? Looks like.
I mean, I like the tattoos are definitely a plus. You know, he's got both of it. This is like a signature thing here. Like the guys like to put both their hands in a pocket, which makes me believe that they think it makes them look cooler. So automatically I get like, so from the first photo, I don't get this, but from him, I get like poser a little bit. Like I want to pose like I'm a nice guy. The tattoos definitely make it make me believe that he has a past. A lot of people say tattoos on them tell stories. So he's got a lot of stories to tell. His hair is not, in my opinion, that well maintained, but I know that that's a look, you know, to have a little wild. But I like him. It looks like he might be fun. I don't think that he is the one, but, you know, I like him. I like Blake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Haley, what do you think?
I'm not sure. I really don't know. Is she going to go for a guy who has all these tattoos? Like, she seems to go for a little bit more of a clean cut looking guy, but I'm excited to see what happens with Blake one.
He could stand out from the pack. All right. Blake. Another Blake M. So Blake Moines, 29. Haley from Canada.
Just down the road, really.
Down the road from you, right?
Yeah.
All right. Bryce, what are you seeing with the second Blake here?
Blake, too, is giving me, like, he could be Ben's cousin. They have that same type of, like, square head. Mm-hmm. I definitely get country boy. I feel like, you know, he grew up on a farm. I feel like he's giving me he could wrangle goats if we needed them. He's got his hand in his pocket, which for me, and he's got, like, you know, he's got one of his hips raised, which is kind of how I take photos a little bit. So now Blake giving me, I got to, like, you know, give my gaydar might be going off a little bit. I don't know.
Ooh.
So, I mean, Blake is, like, again, not any wowzer, but he looks like a solid guy. Looks like Blake wants to settle down. Looks like Blake wants children. I definitely can see that from Blake.
Yeah, any professions we're getting here? You said maybe country boy. Is it like country singer? Is it working on a farm?
I don't think country singer. I think that he has farm experience. I feel like he could, I don't know. He could do a lot of things. Given the country vibe, I want to say he might be like a supervisor at a factory. Okay,
ooh, yeah,
you know.
That.
There's a Ford factory not too far from Burlington, so that could be possible.
All right. He looks, yeah, I do think Claire likes the, Haley, do you remember in that, the Winter Games, she was into that German guy too, and he was just kind of like muscly and burly, so I could see this like look being good for Claire, but I don't know if it's like final choice, but like she wants to keep him around for a while.
I think he kind of almost looks like he's like a firefighter or something.
Yes. Where's my bell?
Yes. Oh, you've got one.
Firefighter. And Kevin from, he was on Bachelor in Paradise. He's Canadian and he works for the Hamilton Fire Services. So I'd be interested if Blake was like a connection from Kevin to say like, hey, like, here's my buddy Blake.
Oh, maybe he passed it along to casting.
Yeah, who knows? So I don't know. I could see him being a firefighter.
Yeah. All right. We've got another B name, Brandon, 28 from Cleveland, Ohio.
Do you think they found him on the Cleveland date they went on during Peter's season?
So yeah, Bryce, back before they had to, you know, quarantine in one location, they would travel around the world, as we said, but last season they went to Cleveland as a first stop, which was kind of a first. That wasn't typically they're going abroad, and I think Cleveland Tourism paid for dates there. So it could be that he was spotted there. Bryce, what is Brandon giving you here?
Brandon is giving me very young. We can't see any of his fingers, and so he's giving me sneaky. He's just giving me very immature, but he's got a nice, strong face. So I definitely could see him being like an Instagram influencer and has like a million followers and doesn't really have a job and just takes really good photos, because Brandon's photo also looks like it was probably taken on set, but he look like he know how to work the camera. Like, because I feel like when I'm looking at this photo, I feel like Brandon is looking at me and I have to cover up my blouse.
Yeah, he's even like, he could be modeling a watch. He's got that, like, the product showing. Yeah. Instagram influencer. That's typically the type of jobs that are applying for this show. So, or wannabe Instagram influencer. Haley, what do you think?
I like Bryce's call that he might not be there for the right reasons. Mm. I think he might be an instigator in the house.
Mm. For sure. I definitely see him being like the bro in the house of, like, you know, just all of the younger guys. But I like him though. He's easy on the eyes. And yeah, I just, I either get that he is like really, really, really like can be like passive. And then when he gets drunk, he like another side of him comes out. Not that like he's aggressive or anything, but just more of his personality comes out when he's drunk. But he definitely know how to take a photo.
Do you think he could win a beer pong tournament?
For sure.
That could be one of the dates. I mean, what are they going to come up with? They're stuck in the same place. They can't really.
I don't know. And like they're in Palm Springs, right? Isn't that like the hottest place in California?
I heard it's like 110 there right now. So.
So this is something I didn't know about The Bachelor. I always thought, like, I always see the episodes when they, like, are coming into the house and, mm-hmm. you know, she comes out with the roses and stuff like that. I didn't know that they, like, traveled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're in the Bachelor Mansion, which is just outside of Malibu.
Mm-hmm.
They're there for about 4 TV viewing weeks. And then they start traveling. They'll usually do 1 or 2 weeks within the States, and then they'll go abroad. Yeah, so it's a great time for them. It's not gonna be a great time for Claire this season. She has to stay in Palm Springs. I hope, you know, they can go pool hopping or palm tree looking.
Yeah. I mean, it's supposed to be a very exclusive, expensive resort, but there's still only so much you can do in one location. But yeah, I guess they are used to that for the first month or so that we see on the show and being in one place. And one thing that I've heard people bring up is that maybe there'd be more guys here for the right reasons because they can't say they're there to like see the world or something. So, but they still would get those Instagram follows. So there's always right. somebody not there for the right reasons. All right. Next up, Brendan, 30 from Milford, Massachusetts. Again, not a full body shot, Bryce.
Not a full body shot. So it's hard for us to can't see his hands. He's got curly hair. He gives me like he could maybe have an accent. I think Claire might like him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, I don't know what type of accent kind of because he's very I don't know what the term it is when you can't really like figure out what they are. So I mean, I like his look. I like his little button up shirt. He's definitely like I feel like smiling with his eyes in this photo. He's 30, so he's a bit on the younger side, but I get he could be mellow and chill. I don't know what I would give for his occupation, but he seems nice.
Mm-hmm.
I think he might be a model. Looking at the quality of this photograph, and Bryce, you said he's smizing, which is a total model thing to do.
Sure.
I think this is a nice photo, like especially compared to like scroll up to Brandon's, which again looks like it's on portrait mode, but not very good. Where this is like that was taken with a real camera, I can tell.
I agree.
Yeah, I was getting kind of like artisty vibes from him.
Okay, I could see that. I could definitely, maybe. I'm going with a painter. I could definitely see him in like blue jeans and a white shirt and him like standing back looking at his canvas. Another thing that's giving me model-esque from him is those like he's got really curly hair, but he's got 2 strands of hair that seem to be like perfectly curled on his face. One at the top of his temple and one in like the middle of his forehead. And I'm like, bitch, did you put them there?
What kind of gel do you think he uses?
I don't know. He's giving me like water. He don't even use gel. How he get them right. curly hair like that.
Yeah, and he's got the shirt matching his eyes, it looks like. So yeah, he knows something about fashion. Yeah, I'm liking him. I think he'll go far. All right, next we have Chasen, 31. Similar type of hair here, Walnut Creek, California. Yeah.
Chasen is giving so he very much so could be 31, but he giving me 43 in this photo. Like he's got an older face and this looks like another model photo, but he gives me like actor or something, but he's got a very interesting face. I don't like, I don't know like if I like his face. He's got like a old, young, but more older face.
I wish he didn't wear a white t-shirt to pose in front of a white background. Like, he doesn't pop at all. He just kind of disappears, and it's just like a floating head.
Yeah. And I'm looking at his curls, and his curls look like they were put that way. So like
I was just gonna say, Bryce, I think he spent at least 35 minutes on his hair to make it look that disheveled.
I agree. And he's got one of those like spiral brushes that have like the ripples all the way around to get that. Like, this is some type of hairstyle.
Do you think he blow dries his hair every morning?
For sure. He blow dries it and puts product in it. Absolutely.
How many different products? Over or under 3.5?
He looks like about a 4 or 5 for me.
I would agree there.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. He does have that older face. Like, I feel like if we zoom out, it's like he's in the boxers and he's in a Sears catalog ad. And he's like the older guy.
In like the Sears wish book. Yeah. Is that a thing there?
Yeah. The wish book, the Christmas wish book.
But he's posing in like pajamas.
Right. Maybe for Claire, if he gives off an older vibe, but like, you know, I don't know if they're going to say how old they are right away. So she might think he's 40. And be really attracted to him and then find out he's 31. So I don't know if that would go well for him or not.
I think I could be a win-win. The fact that he looks older, she needs to date a little more mature, but then he's actually a lot her senior. So it could work. Mm-hmm. I just, hard for me to gauge what his personality is going to be like.
Yeah. All right. Next we have Chris, 27, from St. Louis, Missouri. He's posing in front of like a granite wall instead of a white brick wall here.
I think he's super cute. Like, he's the cutest one so far. Like, I feel like out of all the guys I've seen so far, he's the only one who might date me too. 27, like, that's too young for Claire. That's almost too young for me. And I'm 28.
Yeah, I don't know. He wasn't striking me as like the hottest guy, but like, he does look approachable.
He's an approachable hot.
What do you think, Bryce?
I feel like he like went to a monument with his parents and his like mom took this photo.
In front of the Lincoln Monument?
Yes. So, but he definitely, he is somewhat attractive. I don't know if he's the cutest guy we've seen yet, but he does have that like boy next door quality that like you lived across the street from and he used to do his push-ups with his shirt off and you could like see it from your like bedroom. Gives me those type of vibes. He seems like he looks young, looks like he plays like Xbox and you know, Candy Crush on his phone, but he seems like really, really smart. So I feel like he graduated from school. He's got a really good job, but I do too like Chris.
Yeah, I think he looks like he's reliable. He's not trying to have the flashy photo here, but yeah, this cropped really weird. We just see like part of his hand and strange background.
Right.
Bryce, what do you think is the optimal pose for your hands in these photos? Because I don't think I would have ever realized it until you pointed out, but there's a lot of like one hand in the pockets, yes, hand in the pockets.
That's what guys do when they take photos because it's like they don't know what else to do. I can't tell you how many times I've like taken photos with like Rodney or Wendell and their go-to pose is to put their hand in a pocket. I'm like, what are you doing? Are you looking for change? You got some gum in there? My breath stink? Like, I don't know. And so we get to see all of these variations. Like, you're right. Like, it's like the two hands and they lean forward or him. It's like arms straight. And for me, it's like, you got a gun in there? Like, it looks like he's holding like a pistol. Like, I'm ready to go. I'm going to shoot you on the count of three. So it's really awkward. And so for me, I feel like the photo, and mind you, I feel like also that's why the Bachelor producers are like, okay, yes, some of these people, they just look so weird with their hands. We just can't even show them. So one thing that I definitely want to see in a photo that I feel like will give me like the it's a definite one is that like they are doing something natural with their hands that's not in their pocket.
Mm. All right, we'll keep our eye out for that. All right.
So it hasn't come our way yet.
No. Speaking of Collins, 30, from Midlothian, Virginia, both hands in the pocket, seeing those thumbs, but he's got a pink V-neck on, a big smile. What do you think, Bryce?
I mean, listen, I'm trying to take a little trip to Virginia real quick because Colin is the first one of these. First of all, he's the first person of color we got to see. Mm-hmm. And he's got a nice smile. He's got big ears. It looks like he's a bodybuilder from the way that his bicep is like bulging out of his shirt. So Colin definitely gives me trainer. But maybe
that's an excellent call. That's
yes. But maybe because he's from Virginia, so he could still live at home. He has a big family. But I like Colin. I like Southern men. Listen, if Claire don't want him, okay.
Mm-hmm.
30 around my age, I could use a personal trainer. So he's got a nice smile. He looks like he has a necklace on. And I was going to say, ooh, he could be in the army, but no, I zoomed in. It's definitely like a gold chain. So the one thing that I don't like about Colin, and I don't want to say it's because he's from the South, but I don't like how baggy his shirt is. It's 2020, Colin. We wear a little fitted shirts, okay? Like, I feel like they were like, Colin, you got to go. And he just literally like woke up. He ain't had no shirt on. He just grabbed his shirt from under his bed and took it. His mom was like, come on, we got to send this photo in. And she just ran and took it. But Colin is easy on the eyes. But again, he went for the typical... And Colin did not only put his hand in his pocket, he put some of his shirt in the pocket too.
He did, yeah. It's because it's so baggy.
It's so big. Right.
But look at the sleeve. I don't know if he could wear a smaller shirt.
Hey, I think you could tailor a t-shirt.
Yeah,
I
mean, tailor it. Yeah.
Most cost-effective good thing, but
yeah. He looks like someone that'd be very open. Like, he looks like he would be able to have those deep conversations with Claire. He looks so friendly and that he's like open to the process, as they would say.
He could do something deep with Claire. I don't know if it's conversation, but I don't know. But
we're saying fantasy suite.
Oh boy. Speaking of tight t-shirts, our next guy, Amy, who's that?
Dale, 31, from Brandon, South Dakota. We don't see a lot of South Dakota on these shows.
We sure don't. I also think this photo was taken at the ranch, like the Bachelor Ranch. That's what I'm calling it this season, the ranch.
Or it could be like a college campus. I can't tell. Mm-hmm. He's got a hand in a pocket, but he's hiding the thumb, Bryce. Is this more natural?
This is a little more natural because it doesn't look like he... actually has his hand in his pocket. It looks like he is like his thumb is a claw and he's like clawing onto the pocket. So I mean I don't love it, but it's definitely more natural. I like Dale has nice look on Dale. I just, you know, wish he might have opened his eyes for the photo, look like his eyes are closed. But I like Dale. Looks like another person of color. He looks smart. I want to say that Dale went to an Ivy League school. I want to say that Dale has like a Fortune 500 type of job. I get that Dale has a lot of like plants in his apartment. I get that he is very not holistic, but I feel like he might be a Presbyterian. The type of when they only eat the fish, they don't eat meat. Like, I feel like he's very health conscious. I feel like he shops at Whole Foods. So I like Dale.
I wonder if there's a Whole Foods in Brandon, South Dakota.
Yeah, I don't even know where that is.
The population estimated by the census in 2018 is 10,904. There is a golf course and there's a Holiday Inn, baby.
Oh. So they all might shop at the Food Lion or something. But
yeah. Yeah, I like
there's
him
a,
too.
There's a steakhouse. There's a pizza ranch.
No.
Oh. I don't think he goes there. He looks pretty fit. I like how his clothes are fitted. I can see that kind of like health conscious.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? It's like the opposite of Chasen. It's like he's 31, but to me, he's got a more youthful vibe.
Yes, looks like he's 17. I mean, they say black don't crack, but I'm just saying, like, yeah, for him and Chasen to be the same, like, Chasen looks like he could be Dale's father.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's how much of a disparity that it is in their age, how they look.
Yeah. Let's see. Next, we have Damar, 26, from San Diego, California.
So, I mean, okay. So I love how, like, you know, all of the people of color, boom, 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 back to back. So I love Damar, but I just feel like, so we can see that it looks like Damar does not have any of his hands in his pocket, although they took that privilege away from us by cutting off one of his hands. He is, I mean, holding on. I mean, I think it's kind of weird the fact that he's like holding on to his shirt. I feel like this could be a OnlyFans profile photo. Like, you know, you want to unbutton my shirt for me? So I'm just going to go ahead and say Damar is not there for the right reasons. I feel like Damar is a ladies' man. I feel like he played football in college and that he is here just for exposure. And like, yeah, he gives me like Playboy.
Okay.
Yeah, I think, but he's like the type of guy who only made it into three games in his college football career. I'm gonna agree with Bryce that the like hand holding onto the shirt, I feel like that's a not natural position. I think he just wants to show off his watch. Like, I'm looking at a lot of these guys' watch, and he knew his hands were gonna be cut off, so he had to put it up.
He's giving me Christina Aguilera. Come on over, come on over, baby.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah, and the fact that he's 26, that is on the lower side. So, yeah, I think he's there. He'll maybe not the right reasons, there to bro down and just see how long he can last there. All right.
He is easy on the eyes, though. Yes. Can't, you know.
Can't argue with that. All right, now we have Ed, 36, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So, Pennsylvania, fellow Pennsylvanian.
I don't know. Like, So I want to say I like Ed, but he is just funny shaped to me. Like, it looks like he might have like breasts, like, but it's not as though, like, obviously he's very fit. It looks like Ed has like no percent body weight, but I just can't figure out as to why he is so top heavy at the top. And like his body is so like petite. Like, I don't know. It's kind of weird.
I think he's 5'7". And that's not a problem. I do believe Ed is probably not the tallest guy on this cast. Do you think he's flexing in these photos? Is that why his veins are so so apparent?
I would definitely say so. And another like not natural pose, like, you know, one hand to the side, one like literally like this. They must be telling him, but he does have a watch.
Do you think that's his pool?
He's giving me like he is at a hotel. So I'm going to go ahead and say no. But I've got like, I don't want to have to say like a fetish, because I feel like that is like way too like, what's the word I want to say? Promiscuous. But there is something to be said about short men. I find And that in my dating past, which, you know, I mean, me and Claire could probably relate, not the best. But I find that short men oftentimes have like something to prove. And for me, that's like admirable. Like, you know, so I don't know. So I find that they go out of their way to compensate for their height. I feel like they have to compensate for their height. So I feel like they make up for it in personality. So I'm going to go ahead and say that Ed probably has a really good personality. However, I just don't know if I can be with somebody like Ed, because it doesn't look like it looks like Ed eats like a boiled egg. He like weighs his food, and like, yeah, I can't be with somebody that's health conscious. But I am so curious to see. Do we get to see the guys with their shirts off a lot on The Bachelor? I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Like, yeah, I need to know what Ed is like, what his body is given.
Yeah, I think the shirt is not flattering. It's strange sleeves. Like, and
it's weird because, like, literally it makes it look like he has on a sports bra. But it could be that he has the same problem as, what was the other guy's name? As Colin, where it literally looks like his underarms are eating the shirt because, like, his biceps are so huge. So I think that they might have. I don't know. It might be just pulling in at the top a little bit, but not the most flattering shirt. I would have dressed him a little differently. But Ed is like curious to me. Like, I don't know. He has a look of a person that I've seen before.
Haley, are you getting a job from Ed?
Ed works and or owns a construction company.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good call.
Perfect. All right. Next we have Ellis, 26, from Libertyville, Illinois. He's got a white button down and blue, looks like chino shorts or maybe swim trunks. I'm not sure.
Ellis's dad definitely owns a boat.
Okay.
Like, you cannot have a name like Ellis and your parents don't own a boat.
Don't have a boat. You did not go to boarding school. You went to overnight camp. You had a maid. Like, Did you guys ever watch the show Outer Banks?
No.
Okay. Not yet.
I have a bad taste in television, as you can tell by my podcast.
Alice is definitely a trust fund baby. Mm-hmm. He just has the face of it. And yeah, I don't think that Alice is going to be mature. I think that he will have lived experience for Claire, but not the maturity for Claire.
Yeah, like he maybe has traveled to some of the same places because of his privilege, but just is not, socially on the same level.
But he's never done his own laundry before.
Never done his own laundry, doesn't know how to fry an egg, so no.
I think his career is going to be venture capitalist, which is just code for person whose parents gave him money so he can invest it.
I'm pretty sure Ellis was at the Firefly Festival. Okay, that's what Ellis is giving me.
Yeah, definitely was. Who did he go to the Fire Festival to see? Blink 182.
Yeah, Ja Rule probably. Okay,
do you think Ellis was interviewed for the Fire Fest documentary?
I think that's why we know him. Okay, I think.
Looks familiar.
One of those guys that night that was like running around stealing the mattresses.
All right, we've got Garen, 34, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Looks like he's in that front of that same monument that we saw before.
Yes, he's on another trip, but this time, how we say his name? Garen?
I'm saying Garen.
Garen, okay.
Garen.
Okay, his dad name is Darren. Okay,
or he has a twin brother named Darren.
Okay, I like that. So here's like okay,
but Garen was second born, so Darren got the more socially acceptable name, and Garen got the same name but with a G in front.
And Garen very much so looks like he is the second to a twin. And Garen also looks like he's got a much more handsome brother. Like he is like everything. First of all, okay. Hold on, wait. I just got a 10987654321 because this photo is okay. Ooh, Bryce, calm down. No, because this photo is bothering me, y'all. Okay. And it's bothering me because we say the hand in the pocket thing, right? Okay. Yeah. Well, the problem with this photo is Garen's damn pocket is eating his damn hand.
No hand. Where is the hand?
It's like, I'm hungry today. Would you give me your hand? Okay. And the way that he is posing for this photo is like, I don't know, a lot of times for Black people, when we would go to church, especially like on Easter Sunday, like our parents would take photos of us. So it looks like his mom made him get dressed up and was like, she took a photo. She looked at it and didn't like it. And she was like, Garen, smile. And so he's like, oh, like that's what like his body language is like humped over. You know, the shirt is cute. The shirt is cute.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I got for Garen.
I want the shirt for me. There's been a lot of floral shirts on this cast, and I am here for it.
But despite all of that, I probably could say Garen is probably a gentleman. He opens the door. He asks how you're doing. Like, he gives me very much so good listener. Mm. Like, Garen gives me very much so perfect wingman. You know, like, he's the designated driver. He's the got it together type of guy.
Yeah, I can see that. I could see him being fun to be around. I don't see him as like the final one for Claire, but like he'll be around a while just because he's really pleasant to be around.
Right. And he's got a lot of female friends that he like, you know, that they friend zone him a lot is what Garen is giving me.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next, we have Gary, 29, Cleveland, Ohio.
Another Ohio boy. Another Cleveland boy. Found out the Cleveland dates.
Yes.
So Gary obviously played football at some point in time in his life. And we can't see his hands, but from the way that his hands are, we can just tell they're in his damn pocket.
I'm right there with you. His hands are in his pockets for sure. Do you think they're in his front pockets or back pockets?
Yeah, it's almost back a little.
It looks like it's from his back, from the way that his the way his hands are back. So he probably, like, you know, literally like slid his hands in and both thumbs are out from the back pocket.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
He gives me, let me zoom in so I can see his face. So hold on. Let me see, what earring is that? Okay, no, because I was going to say, it looks like he only has one ear pierced, but it's the right ear, so it's probably not. Yeah, he gives me, or he gives me football, or he was in the military. And yeah, I don't know. Hard to go on here. Right,
yeah.
Right. I feel like when they cut half the photo out, it cuts half of what we can judge by.
Yeah.
Obviously physically fit. I definitely feel like he has, like, I don't know why this, he's giving me this, and I don't know why, how I can become so specific, but he's definitely giving me like either oldest brother, youngest brother, but he's got all sisters.
Mm. Yes.
I don't know why or how that just came to me, but like, I just get that he has all sisters.
Oh yeah, I think that's the case, and that's gonna be like one of his points with Claire, is that like, I've lived my whole life with sisters and my mom, and like, I love the women in my life, yeah. And mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
And Claire's like, Gary's so in touch with my emotions, you know, like, it's like, yeah, he's, but I feel like Gary could be a playboy too, because he's had so much experience with women that he knows what to say and what to do. But I definitely feel like Gary will make the house.
Mm-hmm, for sure. All right. Then we have Ivan, 28, from Dallas, Texas. This looks like it was taken right around the corner on that resort with this.
And I'm pretty sure we seen this outfit. Are they like giving outfits out? Like, they are sharing outfits.
I think we've seen this shirt.
Yes.
You know, I have heard that there are clothing companies that, like, if you tell them, yes, hey, I'm going on the show, they're like, hey, we're, you know, wear this.
Let me scroll back up. Hold on, because I know I'm not crazy and I ain't even drinking no tequila. Hold on. You know what? He's got the same. OK, you know what? Different, but the same. He's got the same shirt on. Hold on. Let's name it. Where he go? OK, maybe not. Hold on. Wait, did I lie? Because I thought it was Colin. But sorry, I need to get this back. Okay, no. It's very similar to Alex number 2, but his actually has a pocket on it. But again, this damn hand in the like, literally, let me straighten my one arm and put my one hand in the pocket. But for him, it looks like his thumb is like protruding a little bit, like, you know. And from what I could tell is he's a nail biter. He bites his nails. You know how they had that like little nail stubble?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe y'all might not know about that, but
I've been a chronic nail biter my entire life. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, so you know how that thumb look? Yeah, that's he got that type of thumb. I mean, I like Ivan's not this. So Ivan is like he's what we would say. Like if I was talking to like one of my girlfriends, I would say like Ivan is like husband material in the sense of he's not like a, oh my God, a looker. But you could tell that he's got a nice low fit body. Now, Ivan's body type is like my ideal body type. I like not overly fit, but I like for you to be fit. I like for you to be skinny. I like to be the BBW in the relationship. So I like, you know, for them to be nice and skinny. But Ivan, he gives me calm. I don't know what else that he gives me, but like, you know, he's got a lot of hip action. But
I think Ivan looks younger than 28.
I would agree. He looks like he could have just graduated high school.
He's giving me like he's not quite sure he wants to be there.
Yes, like I get like
his sister entered him as a bed or something.
Yeah, he's like, I've got nothing better to do, I guess. All right. Looks like we're in the exact same background here for Jason, 31, Rutland, Vermont.
I think Jason might be a maple syrup farm owner. He lives in Vermont. He's got that kind of like woodsy look to him, like woodsy look in California. They bought him this shirt for this photo.
For sure. Because
I've never seen a white shirt look that white after even a single use.
It's hard to tell whether or not Jason has a body or if he's got like a dad vibe with the way this shirt is like wrinkled. You know, and I like that he's got bracelets. He's got an Apple Watch. He's got a tattoo. It looks like for me, he's giving me, he might have like a 4-year-old daughter. And I feel like his Instagram is all of like, you know, like he's got all of those like typical dad posts of his daughter. But like he's not with the baby mom and he doesn't see her as often as his Instagram makes it seem like he sees her.
Right. Wow. Interesting. Yep.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, he does look like he is a dad. And they definitely has to be at least one on the cast. Yeah, it looks like a mountain man.
He might smoke a cigar or something.
How's he going to get along with other guys in the house?
I think that he'll get along with... I think that he'll fit in just fine. I think that he gives me like... He's thrown axes before. So I get that he's got a lot of guy friends. So I feel like he could talk about sports, racing cars, you know, growing up on a farm.
All right. We've got Jay, 29, from Langhorne, Pennsylvania.
Oh, Langhorne.
You know where that is?
Not far from me.
Oh, okay.
I do. I've been to Langhorne. Actually, Langhorne is really, really close to me. Yeah, Langhorne, that's by like the Oxford Valley Mall, I believe. So he's like kind of like a Philly almost boy. He's young. You can tell he's got a body. He's got his hands. Wait, maybe that one hand. I think this is like the regular pose. One hand in the pocket, the other hand straight down. He is what I would say very close to like Ivan. Not like all the way looker, but I feel like he is nice and that, like, you know, he's got his stuff together. I feel like he does have he could have a temper a little bit. I don't love the shirt. It's kind of weird. You can't really get into whether or not he has a body, although from the veins on his arms, he's got a body. But I mean, I definitely think Jay will probably make it into the house, though.
Yeah, I'm getting realtor vibes from him. Like, I could see him on a bench.
Yeah, Jay is just not doing it for me. I don't know why.
Very plain background. Could be anywhere. But yeah, he does look like a nice guy, but doesn't seem like he's going to like pop on the show.
Right. This looks like a photo from his Instagram that's like, hey, we've got an open house today, guys. 11 to 3, free champagne. Like, you know, yeah. Like that's what this photo is giving me.
Yeah. All right. We've got Jeremy. Ooh, our first 40-year-old Virginia Beach, Virginia.
He doesn't look 40.
He doesn't. He looked like, what was the other guy's name? Jason. No, wait. Benjamin Button. No, what was the guy's name? Hold on. Let me scroll back. Ooh, what's that? Wait, I keep looking at Colin. No, not Colin. Jason. Like Jason 31 and this guy is 40 and this guy looks still younger than Jason.
Yeah. This is the like the upgraded Jason.
Right. So he looks like he is giving me well established. And actually like his hands in his pocket aren't bothering me as much. Because I don't know, something about this pose that he's giving me is that like I've done this before. So like because it's very relaxed. He not only has one button unbuttoned, he's got two. He doesn't have bracelets like the other guys. So for me, that tells me that he is a very like masculine type of man because he doesn't want any type of jewelry. And his watch looks like one of those like bigger face watch. So I definitely get very like not metro, very old school type of man from Jeremy.
Yeah, just like looks like a hint of gray hair, but not much in the front. Healy, what do you think? Is this Claire's type of guy?
Yeah, I think so. I think Jeremy's going to make it into the house and he's going to make it far.
I think so too. It almost takes me back to Ryan Sutter from Trista's season way back when. Kind of those like nice guy vibes, but I think he's a good looking guy.
And seems like he's there for 40. Claire.
Yeah.
Right. he's not overly attractive. Like, you know what I mean? Like, some people are like, you too cute. Like, why are you like, he looks like a nice, like 40-year-old, like, again, husband material.
Yeah, I get the sense like he's got a job where it's like, okay, normally I couldn't do the show, but because of COVID, like things are a little more relaxed. Right. I can take away 3 months here. All right. It's probably not even 3 months, like 5 weeks now that they're doing this. Okay, we've got Joe, 36, from North Woodmere, New York. Oh, that's interesting background here.
Joe said to his roommate, hey, I need to take a picture for The Bachelorette. Can we go out on my apartment and you just, yeah, my balcony and take it just real quick?
Yeah, are they on the fire escape here?
Yeah, they took exactly 3 shots and then they chose this one.
But this one, to Joe's point, or to Joe's, I don't even know, a positive point for Joe, is that it does not look like his hands are in his pocket, though. It looks like he's like holding them in front of himself.
Mm-hmm.
What I get from Joe, though, is that he's like hella mellow. I get that he probably like smokes weed. He's super chill because you can see that like necklace that he has on, that like wood, like that. I see that on like a lot of like surfer chill type of guys, and he's 36, so I definitely got that he might have been one of those like gnarly dudes, and that has like now since mellowed out, is like, you know, chilling. He's from New York or Woodmere, so that's probably not New York, so that's probably like upstate New York, so I like, he won't have that pizzazz. Like, there is something to say about somebody from New York, so he's got that like a like, I don't want to say abrasiveness, but he's got that like that quality that he can be seen. So I kind of like Joe a little bit. I don't know like whether or not he'll be her type, but he gives, this photo gives me good vibes.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think he looks like, again, somebody that maybe was nominated for the show and is like, well, yeah, well, I'll give it a try. Life experience kind of thing. Doesn't have bad intentions. What do you think, Haley?
Woodmere is right near JFK Airport.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
I would.
Okay, so imagine.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, like, yeah, no, it looked like he actually is in the city from this photo. So,
I thought so too. I also think that Joe was nominated to be on the show. What do you think his career is? Do you think he's a Wall Street guy? Like, do you think he's got, you know, a high end career?
I think he like works for like Google or something. What was I just about to say about him? It just left my mind. Oh, what's it about? I don't even know. Oh my God, I had like this great point about him. Oh, this is what I'm going to say. Joe also gives me that he does not take good photos. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like Joe is probably like 6 times more hotter, like on camera, or just when you see him in his natural, because he just looks like he's like clamming up, like, take this photo. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I get that Joe is way more hotter in person.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah. And I can't tell, like, does he have long hair? Is it like, you can't see all of his hairstyle? So,
right.
Yeah. All right. We have Jordan C, 26, from Southington, Connecticut.
Jordan is also wearing a shirt that he does not own and was given to him 3 minutes before the photo, as you can tell by the fold lines right in the middle. Those are professional looking fold lines to me.
It looks like the shirt clipped in the back as well too. Like, it looks like this is the same shirt that Colin had, like, yeah.
This olive green gray kind of shirt, kind of soft cotton.
So
I don't like Jordan's, his frames.
How do you feel about his hands behind his back?
Ooh, yeah.
Well,
they're not even like pockets, it seems like.
Right. But it's almost as like he's like trying to low-key flex over us, but not really flex for us. But it's like the fact that you're even doing that is a problem for me. However, he is 26. I don't know. Like, I feel like Jordan might be kind of like corny a little bit. I don't know. He just feels like he's like dry.
Is it the frames? Amy, I kind of agree with you. These are not my favorite frames.
Yeah.
I think he should talk to Diggy and get that Warby Parker, deal.
Yeah, I think he needs, like, you know, tan France to come in and do the makeover or something. He's just like, it's like a before photo kind of thing. And if he got a new pair of frames, it would really make a big difference, I think.
Definitely. Or no glasses on at all. Like, yeah. you don't got contacts, it's 2020. But he's got a nice watch. He's got a bracelet on. So we know that he is, you know, fashionable somewhat. But yeah, this is like just weird. I don't like the way that flexes to go with, making me seem like you're a poser.
There's usually one guy on the season that comes in with like a letter or a poem that they wrote. Is he like that type of corny?
Yes.
I think I could see it. All right. We've got Jordan M., 30, from Dearborn, Michigan. He's on a beach. Does not look like he's at the resort.
He doesn't look happy about it either.
Doesn't look happy there. He's got
He's like, we've got to socially distance. I can't enjoy my time here.
I don't mean to be crude, but if you look just below his crotch, you see a sandal. Do you think those are his sandals that he took off to walk easier? Or do you think that was just like a random sandal that was at the beach?
I think that that's his sandal.
Where's the other one?
He probably still has it on. Or you know what? Wait, now that I'm zooming in, actually, that actually might be a random sandal. They look a little crusty. I don't think they're like, I don't think that
Photoshop might out that sandal. Like, it's super easy.
I mean, I will say this. I do like the fit of Jordan's shirt, okay? It fits properly. But these hands in his pocket, like he looks kind of chill, like nothing too special about Jordan M. But yeah, I would like to see what his body looks like, or might maybe give me a little more something. Because when you make a face like that, that Jordan is making, it's so hard for you. It's like a blank face. And but to be honest, though, because, you know, I love a blank face in a photo. It is hard to make that like blank face. Like the no effort face, because then it's like sometimes you put not enough effort and it's like, ooh, did I have a stroke? Or sometimes you like try to like smile a little bit, then one cheek go up. So he definitely has that look of no look down packed. So it, and most guys that I know that take photos like this have really big personalities. So I, the more I get into Jordan's photo, I actually am more curious to see what the T is on Jordan and whose sandal the hell that is.
Oh, I love it. I did not even notice that sandal on there. So you guys picked up on that. Here we have Josh, 31, from Minneapolis, Minnesota, my neck of the woods. All right, Josh.
So I'm just right off the bat. Josh's hands are not in his pocket. And this is a, I don't know. I see this pose a lot in guys. Mm-hmm. So I like this pose. I like Josh's outfit. He's got a nice smile. Looks like that he definitely grew up in the upper class, upper middle class. Went to a good school. He's tan. He works out. I just really like the body language that he's given. Like, take a photo. Okay, let me step back, put my hands up, and smile. So I actually like this photo. I like Josh.
He's giving me like advertising PR type of guy, like something kind of social communications. What do you think, Haley?
Yeah, I like that call, but for like a craft beer company,
right? Ooh,
something
or. Yeah. I could see him a radio personality or something like that. I'm really liking Josh a little bit, only because I like that his hair, you could tell it's got product in it, but it doesn't give me a 3-hour do. Gives me a little 5-minute little brush comb, boom, done. I like Josh. Josh about to be my bachelor pick. I like Josh. Right.
Really? Yeah, okay.
I feel like he is 30, so he's above that mark. I feel like that he has seen enough things. He's still got his youth. I feel like he's got a good job. Now, one thing that does make me nervous is Josh does not have a like bracelet or any type on. So that right there is giving me that he is very like hetero. So, but yeah, I don't know. Something about Josh I like. Yeah, so I'm going, yeah, Josh, get a little gold star for me.
Right. I think it's like he's not, he doesn't have the pockets involved, and that's like something different. That we're like,
right.
Let's see, we've got Carl. Now, Carl's doing kind of a similar type pose, Miami, Florida, the arms crossed on his balcony.
Right.
What I need to know from Carl is, does he have access to a pool? Because these are the types of apartment buildings I see in Miami that always have like a center pool. And I need to know before we get in a relationship if he has a pool or not.
What are the perks?
Pool. My parents actually just bought a new house, and their new house has a pool. And when my mom told us, me and Ethan were like, yeah, we have a pool. We've got a pool.
It's like your inner 10-year-old came out.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited. So, Carl, let me know if you have a pool.
You know, he's wearing a different color shirt. It's a V-neck, but
it looks like it came from the same package as all the other ones.
But it looks like Carl's body just fit into it a lot better. It looks like he's even on his waist and his arms. So it doesn't look like it's like squeezing him as much.
I think there was a sale at Target where it was like 5 for $10 or something like that. So they just bought a ton of these things.
Yeah. Carl?
I like Carl. I feel like I don't know how far Carl will go. It's hard to tell like which way that he'll go. I feel like he'll either be like an instant hit or he won't even make it into the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that. Kenny, 39, another one of these older ones. Oaklawn, Illinois. He's got a whole sleeve of stars on his arm.
Kenny is just not doing it for me. We are wearing the exact same tank top. Mine has a lot more food on it that I've dropped on myself throughout the day. But I don't know, Kenny, I don't know. I feel like he got those tattoos when he was like 21.
Yeah. So I think aesthetically, face wise, he doesn't look 39. He looks great. I feel like he is another Instagram fitness guru that, you know, is doing life coaching, and he does meditation on his lives. He's got a yoga studio that he founded with his ex-girlfriend that he still lives with, but it's complicated. I feel like Kenny will speak the language that Claire is used to.
Okay.
So I feel like he's going to go far, though. But I mean, I like it. And it seems like he's got like positive energy.
Yeah, I think those stars mean something. I don't know what they mean, but I'm sure he has like, yeah, something motivational to go along with it. Looks like maybe there's some kind of eagle wing or something, or maybe that's just like a fuzzy like border to it under on his chest there. It's just, face is a little shiny for me, but at least it's not like overly filtered.
Right. Him and Claire could get Botox together. So, I mean, they have a lot in common, I feel like.
Yeah. I feel like he's might be there for the attention, though. I don't know that he's there for a relationship.
Yeah. He definitely does something in the public eye that this, him going on The Bachelor, will only help his professional career.
Mm-hmm. Do you think he owns a gym?
I think that he says that he's a co-owner of a gym, but he don't really own it.
He's got like 3% stake.
Yes.
Still working on that loan.
Yes. And it looked like, but this is what I will say about Kenny. I am pretty sure that Kenny's Saturday morning cycle class is bomb, though. Okay. I'm sure he got the best music and be really motivating us.
Yeah. But he makes really good smoothies. Yeah. All right, we've got Mike, another Canadian, another older guy, 38, from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Repping the plaid.
He's wearing a plaid to be like, yes, I am Canadian. Why do you ask?
But I feel like these are the type of guys that they end up marrying, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does look, he's got that brawny paper towel kind of guy.
Right, yes. He brawny son. He brawny little nephew. That's exactly what he looked like, though.
Yes, absolutely, he does.
He's in a forest. Give me a little bit like folklore, Taylor Swift, just put it in black and white.
Yeah, I've been listening to a lot of that this week.
I think he would go far. He looks like he looks younger than 38, too.
Mm-hmm, he does.
I definitely get he's a simple man, not a simple man, but like he lives a simple life. He goes off of the grid a lot. I get that he does not have social media. I get that he doesn't watch a lot of TV. I definitely get that he has a dog that sleeps on the side of his bed. He has a fire pit. Very outdoorsy, was a Boy Scout, goes fish. He talks about going fishing with his great grandfather and his grandfather and his dad on their old boat. That's all Mike is giving me. So yeah, I think Mike is definitely like husband material. I don't know if I feel like his life might be a little too far different from her, but yeah. I mean, it could work. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Mike's family definitely owns a cottage by the lake.
Yeah, they might be like the nice guy, but then their lifestyles are a little too different.
Yeah, and I definitely get that Mike's mom puts raisins in the potato salad. Like, you know, like that's just like what they give me, and they love it. Yeah. So yeah, that's what he's giving me.
All right, we've got Montel, 30, from Hingham, Massachusetts.
Ah.
He does not look 30. He looks 21 max.
Let me get zoomed in. I don't know if he looks 20. Well, yeah, maybe because he doesn't have any facial hair. But he's definitely giving me, like, that's what somebody from Boston, Massachusetts, like, that's their, like, hand and fist that they would do. Mm. I don't love, again, the fit of this shirt. Like, did they get, like, these guys extra long shirts? The fact that he has to hike this shirt up so long. But he fit. He's got a secure job. I don't know why he's giving me like he could be like a car salesman a little bit. Like I could see him like, you guys looking for a car today? You know, one of those young guys. Or I could see him also being like an accountant. He looks like he's got a great personality. He could be well-rounded. But he not like, I don't know. He don't have the it factor for me. But he is definitely attractive though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe something about that pose. It looks like he's like trying to like, hey, you guys, can I sell you something? Is he ready to go?
Like, you know, you're coming this way.
Yeah. I can't tell if that's at the resort or if that's like at his apartment complex in Massachusetts. But
yeah, it doesn't feel totally Palm Springs to me.
Yeah. There's a little waterfall, though, it seems like.
Yeah, that's definitely not Massachusetts. So that's definitely the resort. Yeah, that ain't Massachusetts. Or maybe it could be, I don't know.
All right, we've got Noah, 25, I think the youngest we've seen so far, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Noah is not here for the right reasons.
Okay.
No hands in pockets.
No hands in pockets, but I don't like that necklace that he has.
What is
the type of shirt that I don't even know. It looks like a penguin or it could be a dolphin. I don't even know. Yeah. I don't like his hair. I don't like that half blonde streak to the side. But here's what I will probably say about Noah since I have so much negativity for him. I bet he probably has a really amazing personality though. Like I bet like he will just kind of like surprise us. Just because why else would they have him on here?
Yeah. Yeah, that shirt with the two-tone collar, the Henley. Yeah.
Yeah.
If he is 25, there's got to be a reason that he's here. All right. Paige, 37, another tattooed guy from Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Let's talk about t-shirts that don't fit.
Well, that looks like a hospital gown. Did he just have a procedure?
Yeah, that expression, I mean, doesn't look too happy. Looks like he's judging me.
I mean, yes. But although when I zoom in to Paige, he actually is really attractive, though. Like, but it's just that piece of hair, that one little strand on the front of his face. Like, you didn't feel that? You couldn't just swoop that back up? Yeah, that like, he knows that he is trouble. That's what I'm going to say about Mr. Page, is that he knows that, like, you see all of these tattoos and you can just see it in his face that he's just like, do you want a good time? Or do you, like, you know, like, he just, like, he is very aware of what he gives and a weird pose.
Yeah, I like that call. I can see him being the kind of the guy who Claire's really into, but all of the guys don't like him and think he's, you know, skeezy. So, oh, he could be the villain. I like that.
Yeah, for sure.
Or there's usually, like, a musician type that's, you know, there to promote their music, but the lead, she, like, falls in love with that because they're so talented and they write songs about them. So I could see him being there doing something like that and to get attention, and the other guys don't like it. Yeah. All right. We have Peter, 32, from Everett, Massachusetts.
He looks a little older than 32. Peter looks high maintenance to me. He looks like a know-it-all. He's like one of those people that likes to talk about himself and all of his accomplishments. And yeah, so yeah, I don't think Peter gonna do too well.
Yeah, he looks like he's gonna be telling Claire things that she should be doing, or like talking about one of the other guys that's not there for the right reasons and just not really focusing on Claire at all. What do you think, Haley?
On Peter? Is his shirt inside out?
What's going on with that pocket there?
Yeah, I don't find Peter particularly interesting in any way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I also like to take pictures in front of a background of ivy. Yeah.
We have Riley, 30, from Detroit, Michigan. Looks like he's on some sort of parkway. Maybe was out for a jog, stroll.
Out for a jog. His pocket was hungry, so decided to eat his hand. Like, I just, when their hand goes that deep in the pocket, like, I'm like, are they like, oh, I'm going to kill this photo. Like, I don't get it. But yeah, I mean, Riley's like another, like, nothing too special about him. Obviously, we could tell that he's pretty fit. That smile is like, you know, a pretty, I'd say, sincere smile. So I'm curious to see how Riley does. I can't really get much from him because his pocket is eating his hand. But yeah.
Yeah. Any career thoughts for him?
He says he's in marketing at parties because he can't describe it.
I don't know. A hard call. What would I say Riley does? See, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah,
don't
not
know.
Giving us a lot here.
Right.
All right. We have Robbie, 31, from St. Pete Beach, Florida, wearing the floral Hawaiian-type shirt, unbuttoned, white T-shirt. We don't get a lot of pose, so it's just kind of focused on his expression here.
Right. Do you think his hair is back in a ponytail, or do you think it's, like, short and just slicked back?
I think it's just slicked back.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Something like, I feel like he's making direct eye contact with the camera, so I feel like he probably will be a direct person. I don't know. Hard to like take from him. But I mean, he looked like, I don't know. I don't even know about Robbie.
Yeah, like I don't know. He doesn't seem like house material, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, maybe he won't make the cut because I'm not getting much from him either. All right, but the battle of the floor.
He also looks like, before we leave Robbie, he also looks like he probably, he's like one of those people I could see being a chameleon in the sense of, like, he probably looks completely different in person. I'll give him that credit, that maybe when we see his full body that we can, you know, because I'd say it would say something if he was like 6'4", you know what I mean? Right. As opposed to, or if he was 6'3" from this photo. So I feel like he could give something a little more in person.
For sure. So, battle of the floral shirts here. We've got Spencer, 30, from La Jolla, California.
Okay. I don't want to be mean, y'all. I don't want to be mean, but is Spencer here for the Bachelor or the Bachelorette?
I'm not, that's your call, Bryce. I can't tell you. He has nice eyes, and I think his shirt brings out those nice eyes.
Yeah, Spencer is giving, and I mean, I don't know. I need to see him talk, but he is definitely giving me, like, there's something soft coming through his photo. Like, definitely, like, I could see him also doing, like, drag on Saturdays. Like, you know, I could see him. Like, he's got a very pretty face.
Yeah.
He is very pretty.
He looks quiet to me. It's giving me, like, right. That he'd be... He's very good looking, but that he'd be like the shy one in the house.
I definitely get that. But it's something about his pretty face, because there are some guys that we see with pretty faces, but they don't, like, they just let their pretty face, like, I don't know. They don't try as hard to let the pretty face shine, because it will shine through it. But for me, Spencer is like, bitch, get my right light. Okay. Like, I know which light, like, I don't know. It's just giving me something very soft.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Do we get a profession for him?
Spencer?
Yeah.
Makeup artist, stylist, personal shopper.
Yeah. All right. We have Tien. I think, I'm not sure if that's the right way to pronounce it, but 36 from Great Neck, New York.
I would say the neck on this t-shirt is not great.
Right. This is giving me very a female shirt.
I was just going to say, this is a woman's t-shirt.
Yeah, for sure. They got the packs mixed up. But he's either really tall or I don't know. I just feel like he's probably like 6'6". Because they're just like, this photo is screaming like, I really, really, really tall. And look at his torso. I just feel like his torso looks tall as well, too. Another hard read. Like, he doesn't have, like, the blank face, but he has a generic smile on him. And then it's just, like, hard to tell, like, the way the light is hitting him. Like, is that guy saying that he's a good person shining that light on him? I don't know.
I will say, I don't think his hands are in his pockets. I think they're just by his side.
Right, because he's just so tall that he, like, doesn't know a lot of the times what to do with his hands. I don't know. I kind of like him a little bit. This picture gives me good vibes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like a nice guy. Just needs some styling help. And, yeah, we're not a lot to go off here.
Right.
All right. We have next here. Let's see. Me scrolling, jumped ahead here. All right, Tyler C., 27 from Gassaway, West Virginia. He's got some bracelets, got a watch, got his chin up a little bit in this pose.
Right. He gives me, like, he would tailgate at his college football games with his friends.
What do you think his major was?
Business.
Maybe a minor in economics if he's lucky.
Right. He but his shirt looks like a dry fit shirt, though. Like, it don't look like the regular material, or he, like, just got out of the pool.
Moisture wicking. Yeah. 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 He looks kind of smug. He's got, like, he's like above everyone, looking down on us.
Right. Looks like he could have been on, like, Bravo Southern Charm. So I feel like he'll have an accent. I feel like he might be a hothead as well. And I feel like he might be one of the ones that, like, drinks at night and then, like, regret, like, in the morning, like, regrets it and, like, you know, tries to make up for it and, like, has the shades on during the activities. Yeah. Is what Tyler is giving me.
Yeah, maybe goes too far at one of the group dates and then Claire's just like, you know what, you gotta leave right now.
Right.
Yeah. All right, we have another Tyler. Tyler S., 36, from Dallas, Texas.
I think Claire's gonna like him.
I think she's gonna like him too. I like him as well too. He's very tan. He looks tall. I feel like he owns his own business. I feel like he has a good relationship with his mom.
I think he has a watch tan. Yeah. Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Scrolling a bit. Definitely has a watch tan.
For sure. But I can appreciate him not having a watch on, not wanting. So this, he gives me that he has money, but he's not flashy. Like that he's frugal with his money. He's like, you know, planning ahead. I like Tyler. I'm going to go ahead and say I really like Tyler. I just can't tell if he is tan or orange.
Like if he applied self-tanner.
Yeah.
I think it might be the filter on this.
Right.
Because it kind of like where like his hairline too looks a little like more and white.
Right. Little, right. Like he might have been wearing a hat. Like, I don't know. But he looks nice though. I like Tyler a lot. A lot. A lot.
Mm-hmm. Like this could be on his family's ranch or something.
Right.
Where he's posing. Nice background. Yeah, 36. Good age range for Claire. But he looks kind of youthful, approachable. I like him too.
A little destroy jeans. So he's a little hip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I like Tyler.
We have Uzoma, 29, from Dallas, Texas. Very dressed so, up.
Very
best dressed out of the photos I've seen, I think.
I would 100% agree. But it is, for me, I feel like do you ever, let me know if I'm the only one to do this, but do you ever like take a selfie and you take like 800 of them only to like go for like the first photo that you picked out of 800? I just see like 1,000, whoever took this photo of him, it's definitely a friend. And I see like, because he wanted that walk look. So I feel like he like turned around and like tried to like get the walk look 1,000 times because his hands are just too in sync. And then that smile that he has is like so forced, but it's a great photo though. The one thing that I'll say about him though, that I feel like might be problematic is that I feel like he's one of those guys that checks off all of the boxes that she wants besides his age because he is a little young. But I feel like his problem is going to be that he is too cocky or too arrogant.
Mm. Yeah, I could see that. That he's like maybe a front runner at the beginning. There's a lot of times on the show, there'll be somebody that gets an early date, an early one-on-one date. And then they see her going on dates with other one-on-one dates, other guys. And then they're like, hey, I kind of lost my lead a little bit. And then they get a little too pushy, a little too like, you know, wanting the attention on them rather than on the bachelorette.
Right.
Hmm. He's got the nice pop of color though. Pocket square.
Yeah.
So he could be one of the ones to look out for his wardrobe.
For sure. But definitely give me realtor vibes though, for sure.
Oh yeah. All right, Yosef, 29, Mobile, Alabama.
I wouldn't have got Alabama from him.
No, certainly not. He's cute though. He's different. I'm excited to see this guy on The Bachelorette.
Do we think he has an accent?
I do. I absolutely do. I absolutely think he has got like, but I don't know. There's something about Yosef for me. I really, really like him, but I'm just getting into that like jawline. He, again, he's mastered the no like reaction face is very hard to conquer. Mm-hmm. And he is doing it effortlessly. And he is, although he's got that standard one hand in the pocket, but just look at his body language. Look how the hand that's in the pocket is like tilted in, the one hand that is extended is not all the way extended. Like, he's a model for sure. So that just worries me that I'm not sure whether or not he's there for the right reasons. But I really do like Yosef. I like his shirt. It fits appropriately somewhat. He's fit. You know, yeah. But I just, this photo a little too perfect. So, like, he definitely takes photos for a living or does something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Went to the city park in the middle of Mobile, Alabama, it looks like. All right. We have Zach C. from 36 from Haddonfield, Pennsylvania.
Oh, I don't know where Haddonfield is at, but Pennsylvania is pretty big. So
He has no idea what he's doing.
Listen, child, he don't know what he get himself into. But see, like, men that take photos like that for me have been in, like, the army, have some type of...
Yeah, look
like,
at his camo pants.
Ooh. Yeah, something like, you know, he's done something that requires, like, discipline. But for me, feel like he might have been the type that got, like, dishonorably discharged, might have had a drinking problem, then kind of, like, cleaned his life up a little bit. Mm. And, you know, because it looks like he's lived a little in the face. Mm-hmm. But he's still fit because he still has that discipline. But I don't know, that pose that he's given is very much so, like, army, like, military, Navy, something. So, but people like Zach, if my description fits it right, have had a lot of life experience and they've learned from their mistakes and like know what they want in life. So I like people like that. Like I like people that have a lot going on with them. So mm-hmm. I like that. I think that he will be very interesting.
Yeah, I could also see a single dad from him as well. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's where those crow's feet are coming from. He's got that boyish face, but yeah, he does look a little older.
Again, look at the press on his sleeve. That is a brand new t-shirt.
Gotta find out what company is providing these. Haley, he reminds me a little bit of Nick Viall.
I thought so too. Okay, yeah,
which
definitely.
Is a previous Bachelor. I could see him going far.
I could see him not getting along with others.
Mm. Which, yeah, that's kind of how that other Bachelor was. So, and then we're to our last contestant here. Another Zach J from Yakima, Washington. See the mountains in the background.
I see. And Chad, I see his pockets are both hungry. They're eating both of his hands. How old is he? 37. I think he's age appropriate. I think he actually looks 37. He's got really nice teeth. First of all of these shirts are by the same company because they all are eating them at the underarm, and it's annoying.
I was gonna say he got this shirt from the same person that God, what was his name? Up farther. Let me look. Ed.
Ed.
Him and Ed got their t-shirt from the same place.
Yes. But I like Zach. I think Zach is stable. I think that he is like comfortably like money wise. I feel like he knows what he wants. I feel like Zach could be on The Bachelor for the right reason.
Yeah, and I he's not necessarily my type. I think he's Claire. Claire's gonna like him a lot.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, he's just kind of like that rugged. I think. You know, she's from Sacramento, so Northern California. He's from the West Coast, Washington. And he's, 37. So not a lot to, like, say. What kind of job do you think he has?
Mm-hmm. Roofer. Mm-hmm. But he owns the company.
Yeah, for sure. And he doesn't get on the roof as much anymore, but he definitely drives the truck that has his, like, on it that's like Zach's roofing and like pulls up to the different spots. But I get that he's a fair boss, and I get that like his employees like him, and I also get that like, you know, he will cuss you out though, like, you know, he will pull up to the job and be like, where were you, Brandon? You were supposed to be here 3 hours ago. It's the third time this week, go home. Like, I definitely get that from him, but you know, you need that sometimes. So I like Zach too though.
Yeah I think I think she'll like him. So we've come to the end. From what I recall, you liked Josh, Tyler, and Zach as kind of the top ones. For Claire, is there one that's standing out to you as taking this all the way? Are you getting anything signaling you?
So, I mean, Zach, just because he's like last on my mind.
Yeah.
Let me just go back and scroll to who we said, where they at? No, we didn't say Jason. We didn't say Jay. Did we say Jeremy? No.
Yeah, he was up there too, wasn't he? The 40-year-old.
Yeah. I liked Josh. So yeah, I don't know. It's hard because my money's going to either be on Josh, or Zach. Kyle? Who I'm going to go for.
All right, Haley, what about you?
I think Bryce has sold me on Zach. Mm-hmm. But I'm also thinking, oh God, we just talked about him. The 40-year-old.
Jeremy.
Zach and Jeremy, I think, are good contenders for me.
Yeah.
Now, don't forget Tyler, too. I like Tyler, too.
Yeah. That was a good choice as Tyler, I think.
Are there as many people of color that make, like, you? There's a lot of people of color here, and I know that The Bachelor isn't always as good with diversity.
Yeah.
So is this something that is normal, or do you think, given the climate of everything that's going on, and especially with them having their first Black Bachelor, that they wanted to make sure they diversified these first looks?
Yeah, so I think it's to do with the climate. Diversity on The Bachelor is something that the audience has been calling for a long time. It's been a pillar of our podcast for years now. That's something we've wanted to see. Matt James was actually supposed to be on this season, and they pulled him off to be The Bachelor. There's some theories floating around that he was only ever going to be on Claire's season, so he could be The Bachelor coming up, but they had to kind of speed things along. There's been a campaign. It's called Bachelor Diversity Campaign. And they've been calling for The Bachelor to include more people of color, not only in the cast, but in storylines on the show, to have more people of color in the backgrounds, behind the camera, so that they could be telling these stories from people that we don't really see. And right now, The Bachelor is showing The Bachelor Greatest of All Time, so they're condensing seasons into 3 hours. And it is... it's very stark to see those seasons and how white they are. We just saw last week Brad Womack's season. I believe on his first season he had one Black woman on it, and that was it. Mm-hmm. There was nobody else. A lot of the times we don't see Black contestants make it very far. And for a while, The Bachelor has said that's why they haven't had a Black lead, which we all know is complete bullshit.
But and like to take up for The Bachelor, but it only makes sense. Like, look at the people that they're choosing to be like The Bachelor. Like, they don't look like they're going to pick somebody that's Black. So I am excited to see this Bachelor with the guys is The Bachelor, right? And with the girls is The Bachelorette, right? Or is it the other way around?
When the woman is the lead, it's The Bachelorette. When the guy is the lead, it's The Bachelors.
Right. Okay. So with The Bachelor, what I am curious to see is that I wonder, and what do you guys think? Because mind you, this is interesting for me. Not that the Zaddies weren't, but do you think that the women will be the reverse of like how it normally is? Like, do you think as many like white women that they generally have, do you think they'll have them as people of color and then maybe like two or three white women? Or do you think that it will just be still regular Bachelor is regular?
I don't think it'll be regular. I think it'll be 50-50 or 60 white, like 60% white people, 40% people of color. When we had Rachel, who is the first Black lead of the franchise, we saw that the cast was a lot more diverse, and we heard that the people working on the show were a lot more diverse as well. Once we left her season, it just kind of went back to normal. We were super disappointed in that. We're hoping that this is shifting permanently in The Bachelor now, and it will be a better representation of the people who live in America.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, for sure. I always thought that, which is kind of partly why I've never really gotten into The Bachelor, but that wasn't the main reason. The main reason is that like I always get nervous when I jump on to like long running series and I'm like a newbie and it's like season 87. So that's kind of what always kind of scared me. But obviously doing this is the look what you guys are going to have me tune in. And I definitely want to watch The Bachelor when it comes on because I'm curious to see with them having the first Black lead. I'm so curious to see like what type of edit and what type of like personalities and people it actually brings.
We're looking forward to that season. Bryce, you obviously have an open invitation here. You can come on whenever you want. If a episode particularly piques your interest, let us know. We'd love to have you on whenever you want.
Yes, absolutely. This was fun. I thank you guys so much for having me and thinking about me. I mean, we are cousins in podcasts, yeah. So it only seems fitting. But yes, we will have to, when the show starts, you'll have to report back to see how our fellows spared.
Oh yeah, we will.
Yeah, I'd like to see. I'm excited to see who makes the final cast and everything. See, you know, if it's people we like or people we weren't too keen on or what. Bryce, where can people find you on the podcast sphere and all over the internet?
Yeah, so on my social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, it's Bryce Isaiah, BriceIzyah. And you can catch me every Tuesday. I come out with a new podcast on the Purple Pants Podcast. You can follow me on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your spots, wherever you get your podcast from. Make sure you subscribe to the Purple Pants Podcast. Give your baby boy some 5 stars and write a review. But thank you guys so much. It's been literally so fun. I was so excited. I'm like, I love how like this It's the Look, it has taken on a life of its own and life beyond Survivor. So yes, I love it.
Oh, thank you so much. This has been, I don't know if we could have gotten through these 42 guys without you.
What a chance. Made it feel so easy. Like, I was looking at all these people. I was like, oh my God, like, how are we going to even like get through this? But you made 2 hours feel like 20 minutes. It was such a joy to talk to you. Yeah, almost.
Oh my God. I could just look at photos of men all day. Wow.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Bryce. Haley, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @strong_. You can check out my blog, strongtakes.ca. And I recently joined Twitch. I don't know what I'm going to do there yet, but you can find that at twitch.tv/HaleyStrong.
Exciting. And you can find me on Twitter at RHAPRecapper. Thanks, everybody. Bye.